An important source of income for chicken farmers in Malaysia has been cut off after an export ban came into effect on Wednesday. It's a fresh blow to an industry that's already reeling from rising costs.
If we create an export ban, Singapore, or I don't mean Singapore, I mean any country that we export to, they can just switch to another country supplier. So it's really hard for us to get them back to buy for us later in the future. So this export ban will definitely be temporary solution, but we have a long-term headache.
The price of chicken feed has soared, with shortages caused by the war in Ukraine and a heat wave blamed on the climate crisis. Malaysia is not the only country cutting back on food exports.
We've seen similar actions by other governments, such as India and Indonesia, to restrict certain exports of food items in order to contain rising domestic food inflation pressures. Because for developing countries, food accounts for a larger part of the measurement of inflation and retail price inflation.
It isn't just about price stability. The export ban is also meant to ensure the local market has enough chickens. It's consumers outside of Malaysia who'll feel the ban's impact.
Neighbouring Singapore imported 34% of its chicken supply from Malaysia last year, almost all of that live. The Singapore government says it's looking for new suppliers and has urged consumers to switch to alternative meats. But food sellers who specialise in a popular dish known as chicken rice say it won't be easy to find a substitute for a key ingredient. They're concerned about a dip in business.
Most chicken rice stores, if not 100% of chicken rice stores, all use fresh chicken rice, basically imported live, slaughtered. So the ban would mean we are no longer able to sell. It's like McDonald's with no burgers, or maybe Coca-Cola without Coke.
The Malaysian government hasn't said how long the export ban will last, but officials say they hope supply and chicken prices will stabilise within a month. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.